The Senate's new immigration reform bill creates a path to citizenship for many of the 11.1 million undocumented immigrants living in the U.S. Many are young people, including students, who are anxious and unclear about their futures. California laws have additional protections for them. But in this last installment in the Graduation Day LA series, Jasmine Lopez introduces us to one high school senior who fears that his civic engagement is putting him in danger of being deported.
My name is Marco Perez. I am undocumented and unafraid.
Unafraid. It's taken Marco Perez a long time to openly say that he's undocumented. He grew up in Los Angeles, but always knew he was brought to the United States as a child without proper documentation. Marco has lived with many fears and the feelings of being an outsider. His biggest fear? Deportation to Mexico, a country he doesn't know. At his high school in Boyle Heights, Marco joined a club for students like him to help him realize he is not alone.
No human being is illegal, like immigration reform for everyone.
In my sophomore year, I joined the Dreamers Club. I had other students, other peers who were undocumented like me. Because it wasn't like everybody in my high school was like, oh, hey, I'm undocumented. No, they would keep it a secret.
After a year in the club, Marco grew tired of living in fear and wanted to be proud of who he was. At 17, he did something that more and more undocumented students are willing to do.
Last year, I participated in civil disobedience to protest against Lee Baca and his unlawful deportations. But most importantly, I did it for myself. I thought that I needed that motivation, that courage.
Marco believed his protest against the LA County Sheriff was one way to free himself from the fears and shame he carried throughout his life. But with this courage came uncertainty. Marco was one of five undocumented students arrested that day. As an undocumented youth brought to the U.S. before the age of 16, he qualified for deferred action, but his arrest threatened that.
It kind of made me just a little bit afraid that the one opportunity that has been given to me, possibly citizenship or even just this deferred action, might be taken away.
One afternoon, anxious to move forward with his deferred action application, Marco calls a lawyer in search of a clear answer. Was his record affected by the civil disobedience?
No, I just really thought that you were the lawyer representing me, but I guess I was wrong. Because I thought I had a case, where I had to go to court and everything. Where can I just find out about my case? Who can I ask?
The lawyer wasn't able to answer the question that has been eating away at Marco. Despite the uncertainty, he and his mother move forward with his deferred action application. During a car ride through Boyle Heights, his mother tells him all they can do at this point is wait to see if it's God's will to make it happen. Marco's mother always reminds him to stay out of trouble and be on alert because of his status. She's scared about the future. He's scared too.
If I work hard here and I get my PhD, my whatever it is, and somehow they somehow deport me, all my hard work would be for nothing.
Even something as simple as sneaking under a fence at a middle school field to play soccer has him on edge. The fear is always present.
And I would just end up in a country where I can't really speak the language. And I would just have to start all over again. Is a very scary situation.
Yeah. Get your quiz out and work on your quiz so that way when Joanna finishes, you can help her with the quiz.
During a geometry tutoring session at Marco's school, he and his friends discuss college application deadlines. As a peer counselor, he often checks in to make sure his friends aren't falling behind on opportunities to pursue their goal of attending university.
I got rejected from college, so I don't want to go to San Diego. I don't know why I applied, but now I'm just scared.
So I'm looking forward to graduation, going to college. I want to cling to the hope that I have that I can become a citizen in the United States because I just want to live like a normal life. You know, it's just stop being afraid, stop being embarrassed.
Marco is unsure of what he'll study in college, but he's certain it will involve computers. He's still waiting to hear back about his deferred action application status. Was he granted deferred action? Can he work and attend college without worrying about deportation for the next 2 years? Jasmine Lopez, Annenberg Radio News.